An iconic portrait of John F. Kennedy has made its way from the Boston Museum of Fine Arts to the White House. American artist Jamie Wyeth painted it after JFK's assassination. And this morning, WBUR's Andrea Shea has the story behind the portrait and the loan.
You might be familiar with this famed portrait of JFK. In it, he wears a navy blue blazer and is seated, leaning to his right, propped on his elbow.
The president is looking at us with one eye and looking out in the distance with another. He's got his hand on his chin.
Ethan Lasser chairs the Art of the Americas Department at the Museum of Fine Arts.
You know, it's a bit ambiguous, like he's listening, he's contemplating, but it is, for me, a portrait of calm, a portrait of poise.
Lasser says JFK's pose and gaze convey the strength of a leader. Even so, the MFA was surprised by President Biden's request to borrow the portrait as he prepared for his move to the White House.
I just want to say how excited I am and all of us at the MFA are that, you know, one of the first orders of business was to find the works of art to install in the Oval Office and the rooms around it, and that we can be part of that.
White House curators hung the portrait in Biden's private study off the Oval Office. And Lasser adds the work has a fascinating backstory. It begins with Jacqueline and Robert Kennedy reaching out to commission realist painter Jamie Wyeth when he was just 20 years old. This was after JFK's assassination in 1963.
And he's asked to do the most difficult thing for a portraitist, which is to paint his subject posthumously. You know, when you think about what makes a great portrait, it is the sitter and the artist sitting in a room together. They're getting to know one another. Sparks are flying. Body language is apparent. And you build a relationship.
But, you know, I was fascinated by it. I'd never done a posthumous portrait.
That's artist Jamie Wyeth. He turned down the commission for an official portrait, but still wanted to attempt a more unconventional painting of JFK.
I'd never seen him. And so I had to sort of establish in my memory. And she, his widow, was wonderful in giving me all her photographs of him and films and the National Archives. And so I just totally immersed myself.
To capture JFK's physicality and gestures, Wyeth also studied the Kennedy family.
And then I started working with the two brothers, Bob and Teddy, and bird-dogging them and doing lots of drawings.
For more than 2 years, the artist followed JFK's brothers around D.C., Hyannisport, and on the campaign trail to make sure he got the Kennedy likeness right.
I was swept up, as most people were, with the sort of deification of JFK. I mean, he was sort of larger than life.
After finishing the portrait in 1967, Wyeth says Robert Kennedy was upset because he thought it evoked his brother during the Bay of Pigs, but Jacqueline found it personal and moving. Wyeth held on to the painting for decades in his private collection until the MFA acquired it in 2014.
I kept the portrait for, you know, years, mainly because I had spent such a huge chunk of my life on it, and I've never done that with any painting of mine. But now it's gone on to have a life of its own. It became a national stamp of Ireland. Now here it is hanging in the White House.
The artist is honored the portrait is in the new president's private study. Biden, who was a longtime senator in Wyeth's home state of Delaware, actually has a long relationship with the painting. It hung above the fireplace in his vice presidential residence, surrounded by family photographs.
I've never really spoken to him as to what he finds compelling in the painting, but he seems to like it.
Turns out the portrait isn't the first MFA holding to be loaned to the White House. Curator Ethan Lasser says the Kennedys also sought out paintings from the museum's collection when JFK was in office. The MFA has archived letters Mrs. Kennedy wrote to then MFA director Perry Rathbone,
wanting to bring a more Boston complexion to the White House.
The Kennedys chose 6 watercolors by John Singer Sargent for their family's private living room. After JFK's assassination, Jacqueline wanted to return the loans and wrote again to the museum saying,
"They're hard for me to be around, and I want you to know how much they meant to the late president."
Which makes Lasser ponder the role artworks play in the president's private rooms at the White House.
These are out of public view. They're providing a kind of solace. There's going to be an intimate relationship between viewer and work of art. They're not there for show. What does that mean to come back to a work of art at the end of the day, facing the challenges one faces in that office.
If only paintings could talk. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.